Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
It's your boy Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what to do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. Chairman and the Queen, Lawless Radio is long live. Y'all know what to do right about now, man. Call a friend and tell a friend and bring about four or five friends, baby, so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up, underground, unsigned, independent music. Hey, the queen that put that picture up there to let y'all see what kind of mood she in. Queen, what's going on?
What is up, world? It's M the Queen, and also your Carolina Pete. going bearless for Grit Grind Wednesday. Yes, going bearless, barely there, whatever you want to call it, Cleveland, Cleavage, whatever. But I am doing it because I can, But anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm feeling great, feeling wonderful. It's beautiful out. It was a little bit hot today, but I'm glad, you know, that we got some hot weather as opposed to that cold weather we got this winter. But, man, I'm telling you, it's just beautiful. It's just lovely to just be a part of the Lawless Radio family, Lawless Entertainment family. So, I mean, that's basically what it is. It's lawless. Today, it's really lawless. I'm going barely lawless.
Bucky naked. Hey, man, speaking of lawless family, man, I got to send our condolences out to Lawless Radio's own Sherm the Man. He lost his brother, freak accident back home in Chicago. Our prayers are with you, Sherm, and the rest of the Gordon family. I've been talking to the brother. He's being strong. I know what it's like losing a brother, you know, and that's really a bitter pill, you know. But you know, our prayers are with you, Sherm. You and your family. You know, that's all I can say at this moment. Queen,
no doubt.
This doggone weather, Queen. This weather, man. My head is congested, man. My chest is killing me. I am sick. It goes from cold to hot, cold to hot. The chairman is sick beyond his understanding. I don't know what in the world is going on, but like you said, past couple of days, it's been nice, good, and hot. It should have been that way before then, and when it got me, I call this Georgia sick. I'm Georgia sick right now.
Yeah, that's what it is, bro. That's what it is. I'm telling you, because, like, you know, you got 1 minute, you know, it's 49 degrees at night, like maybe about three nights last week, and throughout the weekend it's 49 degrees at night. But then, you know, it's 73 degrees in the afternoon. So, you know, you're going from extreme temperatures, you know. It's not even about precipitation at this point. You're going from, you know, showing your, you know, you have your arms out, your legs out and stuff at night, and then you don't think about it. It's going to be chilly at night, and you still dress like that, and then next morning you wake up congested, and, you know, you go to bed with your fan on because it's still hot or still warm, but then, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's freezing, so you have to get up and turn your air conditioner off, or if you got a fan, you turn your fan off, and you wake up feeling congested. So that's what that's all about, you know, and this weather, well, that's what that part is all about, but, you know, the weather is just the last evil days. But I won't go there. But we know, it's a different day and time, you know. It might snow tomorrow for all we know. But then it's going to be, 90 degrees on Saturday.
Give it to them in the rough, Queen. Give it to them in the rough. Yes, That's the way it has been, man. Hey, y'all, speaking of a different time, man. I had a very interesting conversation. Me and some young ladies. We have been going back and forth. One of the girls is Jody. One of the girls is Anika. You know, and they was talking about, you know, just how different today is. The conversation actually came about, you know, from this young lady had posted a picture. You know, said this is to my boyfriend on his birthday and my birthday suit. You know, and it was a young white lady, and I mean, you know, I can't lie. I can't put the picture up right now. This ain't Lawless Radio After Dark, but I can't lie. Shawty was banging from head to toe. I cannot lie. You know, Milk did her body good. She appeared to be cornbread fed, or whatever the case was. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
But, you know,
where Chairman going with this, y'all?
Hey, old girl, Anika said, she said, you could tell we in the end days. you know, because these white girls is having bodies, you know, better than black girls, right? So then, it led to this conversation, you know, where they just start going in, now they going to get this surgery, woo, wop, the bam, and black women don't get these surgeries and all of this stuff here. Well, it resulted in this guy posting this picture, you know, of a young lady he knew who had went and got, you know, this buttocks surgery and mm-hmm. what she looked like. My question, and this is for my ladies out there, how would you go for vanity? Because I have seen, and I have gone through some pictures. You know, my man's just posting pictures. He said that the pictures come from a partner of his who's he didn't call him a plastic surgery, an enhancement, a beauty enhancement technician. That's what he called him, beauty enhancement technician. But you know, this lip stuff. I mean, there are some photos, and I mean, my God, women. I ain't going to lie to you. Women, all you got to be is women and you look good to me. Now, I'm going to tell you, you ain't got to go and get your butt attacked. You know, I'm from the old school. Remember what my man said, oh, her butt's flat. Oh, all you got to do is give her some butt shots, man. She'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the old school. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you're
going to
bang her
from
the back. You're going to bang her from the back and try to get the butt right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to work, but you swear to God if you're doing something. How far would you go? You yourself, Queen. These surgeries and stuff that's becoming like the norm. You know, these shots and all of this stuff here. Too much?
Mm-hmm.
Enough? Or is it just, you know, the cost of, you know, making yourself beautiful? You know, how do you chalk it up?
Well, okay, this is what I'm gonna say. Now, I mean, it's no secret. You know, I'm very vocal about this, and I don't care who knows, because eventually it's going to happen and you're going to see it anyway. I mean, I want breast implants. I can't front. I want double D's. I want double D's on his. You know, I really do. But at the same token, it's for me. It has nothing to do with my career, advancing my career. It has nothing to do with me wanting to swing on the shower curtain so these double D's can pop up in my chin. You know, it has nothing to do with anything remotely close to, you know, showing off or being seen. It's about me. You know, if I was a man, I would be a breast man. I say this all the time. I'm such a type A personality, and I'm alpha female. And I don't have a problem with you know, saying certain things, you know, but, you know, if I was a guy, I would be a breast man more so than an ass man. But, I mean, of course, I would like ass, too, if I was a man. But breast is, like, you know, beautiful to me. So, yeah, it's something I want to do for me, not for anyone else. I mean, I'm cool like I am, to be honest with you, but I want enhancement.
Right.
I want more. So,
right.
You know, I mean, as far, you know, doing all these other things like nose jobs and, you know, all this plastic surgery, you know, I'm like this. You know, it's okay to do it if you feel, you know, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. The televangelist Joyce Meyer. My late mother watched her all the time, and I kind of got into her myself in the late 90s. And,
right.
You know, I don't know if people remember what she looked like, but when she first started, you know, being on TV as a televangelist, she was, you know, a little overweight. And, you know, she was not the most attractive woman. But
okay.
She went and got plastic surgery. She got gastro bypass surgery, you know, with tummy tuck or, no, she got her stomach staple or something. But she got a lot of work done. And her explanation for it, she said, I don't believe that God is going to, you know, be displeased or I'm sinning by making myself feel better on the inside because,
okay.
You know, I'm in front of the TV, you know, I'm on TV, I'm in front of millions of people, and I want to feel and look my best. And she gave the best explanation possible because if you don't feel your best on the inside, if you don't look your best on that, it goes two ways. If you don't look your best on the outside, you're not going to feel your best on the inside. And if you don't feel your best on the inside, you're going to do whatever to do, you know, to look the part on the outside. So she took stock of how she looked on the outside and did what she needed to do to feel good on the inside. And I like that explanation. I like her order of the way she did things. But people like Lil' Kim – You know, where that's nothing but self-hate. Michael Jackson, that's self-hate. You know, Lil' Kim even said in an interview back in 99 that, you know, one of the reasons why she did start having plastic surgery because, you know, she was in love with Biggie, and Biggie liked light-skinned women. He made it no secret. So she wanted to look, you know, like them, the type of woman that Biggie would want to make him fall in love with her. She was young. You know, she and I are the same age. She was young. You know what I'm saying? So I get that, but it's still it is what it is. It's still self-hate.
But you know what?
Michael Jackson,
I like what
you
said.
Yeah,
what you said about Reverend Joyce. Right.
Yes, but that's what she said. Those are not my words. Those are her words. But I love what she said.
Right.
I loved her explanation. She didn't sugarcoat it. She didn't say, okay, well, you know, I don't care what people think. You know, I'm a child of God and, you know, the hell with what people think. No, she said that she's in front of millions of people, and she wanted to, you know, she knew in order to feel, you know, good on the inside, truly, she had to do something about her outside. She knew she was being, you know, critiqued by people. Regardless of you being a minister, you ministering to people on TV in front of millions of people, people are still, you know, they're listening to the word, but at the same token, and inside their inside mind and their inside head and their inside voice is critiquing you. You best believe that. You best believe that.
Sometimes, you know, that's a self-confidence thing.
That's right. Isn't there something wrong with her self-esteem? I don't believe. I just believe she did something. You know, she took the bull by the horn, and she did something she felt that she knew felt made her feel good on the inside. That's just like Creflo Dollar and Long Dong. I call him Long Dong Eddie Long. I call him Long Dong so much I forget his first name. Eddie Long. You know,
I can call him Tight Shirt Long.
but really, on a serious note, though. You know, there are women that will sit there and watch him on TV and go to his church. You know, they listen to the word. Yes, they do. They receive the word. But if he didn't look like that, they wouldn't receive the word. I've heard a woman say that, honey, I try to get as close to the front row as possible so I can look at his arms and look at this and look at that, you know. So that man would not, you know, feel the same way on the inside if he didn't work out. If he didn't have that cheap rug to cover over, you know, the bald spot, you know, the George Jefferson going on, he wouldn't. He really wouldn't, you know. I mean, there's a lot of televangelists that's out there with, you know, comb-overs almost looking like Donald Trump. You know, they know that, okay, if I'm on stage, you know, if I'm in this pulpit preaching to millions of people, self-consciously I know that they are, you know, looking at this bald spot and they're looking at the light shining on it, you know, so... You know, you may still deliver the word, but when you get off that pulpit, you're not going to feel so good about yourself because you know that you're being, you know, critiqued. You know that you're being criticized by something that shouldn't even matter.
There you go.
So that's what I say to that. Do what you do. You know, if you feel like Michael Jackson, you know, he feel like his nose is too big. He felt, you know, he even said that one of the reasons why he started getting bleached and, you know, well, he claimed it on vitiligo, but, you know, he said that he started doing certain things to his face because when he was about 14 years old, he was in Virginia, and, you know, some contest or something, some girl won, and, you know, the mother, you know, saw him close up, said, oh, my God, what is wrong with your skin? Oh, my goodness, because, you know, Michael Jackson had pimples. He had acne. He really did, and that made him feel self-conscious, and his father already made him feel self-conscious, you know, picking on his nose, and, you know, he said his brothers and sister would say he had a big nose, and even little Janet. You know, but he already had that self-consciousness in his mind already. It was already implanted. But for some stranger, you know, that's supposed to be a fan of his music, the first thing she notices are his big old, you know, pimples. You know, I can understand how that would make him feel a certain type of way. Now, to go to the extreme that he went, that's self-hate. There's a fine line between tweaking and self-hate.
Hey, you know what? You know what? That's what I was just about to ask. Okay, in the Lawless Adults group, if y'all haven't joined the Lawless Adult group, must be 18 and up on Facebook, Lawless Adult group, I actually put a photo. And, I mean, when you look at this actually painful, and for something like this, I mean, just this whole, it looked like, first off, like an autopsy photo. That don't look like a living person, but this is apparently what it looked like after the surgery. You get a chance, again, go to the Lawless Adults group on Facebook, And you can see the photo. I put it up there. That is courtesy of Don. He actually supplied the photo, and he actually has a bunch that he inboxed me over. You know, some of them were just a look what I consider too graphic to put up on the site, but it was just, you know, just a different after, you know, and, you know, I guess after the swelling and all of this stuff, you know, wears off, this stuff starts looking different. But this young lady looked like somebody had beat her in the face with a bat. She changed like her lip. She changed her cheekbone and all this stuff. This lady looked like she had been beat, but she hadn't. This was a surgery. She wanted. You know, she had larger lips. She wanted her lips a little smaller, and she wanted her cheekbones a little thinner. But I mean, it looks awfully painful, you know. And I mean, to each their own, you know. I mean, we don't know what a person, is willing to go through, you know, for it. But, you know, at a certain point, you know, when you start thinking about people that have died, they had the young lady who was a Miss California who died during a plastic surgery. You had James Brown's wife. She died during a plastic surgery. Kanye's mother, you know, going through the liposuction surgery, she passed. You know, it just begs the question, you know, is the vanity, you know, worth it, you know? And, you know, when you make the point like what you made, and, you know, I can truly feel that. It is what you want to do, you know, for yourself. This is something I would like to see on me. You know, I would like larger breasts. You know, I can dig that. You know, but, you know, in a lot of cases, this one photo that I have hanging up there was basically a young lady had started doing stripping as an exercise, felt like she was good enough to take her show on the road, so she went and bought herself a butt. You know, you know what I'm saying? She wanted to be able to clap on, clap off. Hey, man, we got the phone lines going on. Y'all hold on, man. Let me get some music in. Because, you know, when we start talking about stuff like this here, we'll mess around and forget the music. We'll spend a couple of hours talking about somebody's butt. But y'all see right there, I got a 773. I got a 678. 678 is definitely, Georgia is in the house because 678 is lighting up the board. Y'all stay right there, man. The Chairman and the Queen coming back, y'all. Lawless Radio, Rick Bryan, baby.
The fire.
Swearing and on your way to college, and been around but still seeking knowledge, and that ain't nothing that a quitter's gonna do. You'll be the future that our kids look to. And well, I know the times get rough for you. You fear you wanna give up, but I cross my heart to God and open by it, and me be the wings you need to fly. Yes, no. I've had the ones that talk behind your back, cause we ain't hearing nothing that say it will change. I've had the wannabes straight to the golden bees. We ain't got no time to be wasted. We just 16 already been in love, yeah. You cut class cause you found you a thug. You think you're Bobby cause he bought you a change. But make believe and real they ain't the same, yeah. And girl, I know you wanna stand out and everyone in school, that's all they talk about. But having babies before you reach a prime, no need to rush, you take your time, man. Hold on. I've had the one
hate on you the most. Girl, don't even pay him attention. So long. So long. So long. So long. Stay away from time, just leave him behind. Your future is right here waiting. Girl, don't let your environment steal your potential to sell you a dream. Call it presidential. Don't let nobody misuse your body. Use your mind and I don't you body. 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 Cry is not an option. Defeat is not an option. Sleep is not an option. A baby is not an option. Baby's not an option. Don't let nobody stop you. Cause I'll be the rudest for you. So straight to your destiny. Girl, this is victory. Half a low AT. Financial history. Straight to your destiny. Girl, this is victory. Half a low AT.
Damn, baby. I really think it's time for something new. Something better. Something sexier, something realer.
Once you pass it up, there's no second chance. And you Marv G's on deck. They reppin' that SWAT CA all day, always. And I can't see no
I can't see no other way. 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 I can't see no other way.
Everybody got something to say, but I can't see no other way. We generals in the game, these blood of play. I don't give what they say, they gon' pay what they weigh. Hustle to eat in these streets like runaways. Every day I'm on my job, cause I gotta be. Till I get a money tree, I'ma stack a dollar like I oughta be. These can't see, my eyes wide open. Forward motion, refuse to die hoping. Now don't you know my numbers grow daily. The game owe me back pay, and best believe they gon' pay me. Sticking to the scripture, G's that raised me, gave me. Can you blame me? That's just the way my God made me.
I can't see no other way. 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 I can't see no other way.
Y'all can argue about who the dopest, but notice I'm focused. Like I'm meditating and full loaded. Fully loaded with the bulletproof shit. It's Mob General music. We really do this. Join the movement, independent and black owned. It's back on, grind to that pack gone. They say they stacked long, but not to me. Game on lock, and I'm the one that got the key. My philosophy, it gotta be deep. These bitches tried to play me, but now they gotta pay me. All the homies already told me they with me. Now it's time to suffocate the city with Terry Millie. Yes, really. Feel a long time coming, but not a time right. The limelight, long as my money and my mind right. Sticking to the script that OGs gave me. And I can't see no other way.
I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way.
It's going digital, salute the Mob General, 5 stars, the symbol. If you didn't know what it hit for, you know we get it low. And sell it hot and reload, let me go get some more. Bankroll, too big to fit in the billfold. The kind of money some people willing to kill for. Even on hot sunny days, this world's still cold. Think it's a game, but it's for real though. I don't give what they say, they gon' pay what they weigh. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I don't give what they say, they gon' pay what they weigh. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way.
I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I can't
back home, just like a scene. I got this for you. shaking from the kick drum. Kettle one in my veins looks a head numb. Close my eyes going blind from the strobe light. DJ drops the beat and then a sound bite. Feel the heat from the body's in motion. Another step from my kettle one potion. A little smile, I'm in love at first sight. Grab a stand and we're off to the late night.
Rhode Island right there.
Rhode Island, all right. Hey, I know who this one is. This is 414. This male, this gotta be Male Lawless. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, cuz? What's up, the chairman? Hey, queen. I know
hey,
I'm in with my Lawless family.
Hey, there you go, baby. Hey, I'm glad you talked. We got shy people calling in.
I know, I see. I'm like, dang, they couldn't, you know, they don't want to speak up. What's up?
We don't need no shy people. No, we don't need a WB Frog on Rick Ryan's show. We don't need that. We need
my
somebody else.
My sexy voice is intimidating. My sexy voice. And then we're going to put up the picture. They are intimidated by the Rick Ryan crew right about now. We just
that's
put
it
in.
That's what it is. They scared to say something. Let me just put that out there, folks. This is Lawless Radio. So if y'all want to comment on the queen's picture, whether good or bad, speak up or forever hold your damn peace. Because it's Lawless.
Well, you're beautiful, lady. You're beautiful. I want to give everybody a shout-out for Mother's Day. Also, all the ladies that are listening, happy Mother's Day. Happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I wanted to touch base on the conversation you all were having. You know, I hang out every Wednesday. Sometimes I don't say much. But, yeah, I was just sitting here thinking. And my only thing is I've been small all my life, the majority of my life. But there have been times where I've been a little bigger. And I found out that when I was bigger, I was not comfortable with myself. Even though I know a lot of men like the curves and, you know, the booty and the thighs and all that, when you're not comfortable with yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And
right. So
I found that I am more comfortable being smaller. And that, it brings my personality out more because I'm able to be more myself than when I'm bigger and not as outgoing because I'm not comfortable in the skin I'm in. Regardless of what
you feel
anybody
about, how you're looking, you're smaller. Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
Yeah, so I wouldn't make any changes. Like I said, I like being smaller. But, of course, I've had four kids, so I would think about a tummy tuck, maybe. But with all the, I would have to do a lot of research on it. Because, like, you know,
girl, you
like the chairman was saying, the people be dying over that stuff, and it's not worth it. You know, if a man's going to love me, he's going to love me regardless. So.
That's right. Well, let me just say this, sister Mel, you look good for four kids because you don't like you popped out four kids. But I know women that have had one, and like they had about 10.
Oh,
so,
wow. Thank you.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, honey. God is blessing
you. There you go. Hey, y'all, speaking of Mother's Day, man, if y'all haven't already checked it out, y'all check out this month's edition of Lawless Entertainment Magazine, man. It is dedicated to the who in the world got me playing. Somebody got their computer on. Cut your computer off. But it is all about the mothers in this month's issue, man. The staff. Let you know exactly, you know, what they thought of their mothers. Some very good articles in there about mothers. Mel, I think that's you in the background. Yeah, Mel, that's you. Mute whatever computer you have in the background.
That's part of my TV. I'm going to turn it down.
Yeah, because I'm double hearing me. As much as I like my voice, but y'all make sure y'all check it out.
Okay, is that better? Is that better?
Right now.
Let me see if I hit me. Yeah, that's better.
Right.
Y'all make sure y'all subscribe. We actually just added the feature there. You know, you can subscribe to the magazine, which means that at the top of the month, you don't have to go to llemag.com. It will come to you. Just subscribe.
That's
it. I'm not sending y'all no. All I'm sending y'all is the magazine. That is it. So subscribe. We want to get these subscription numbers up, man. Y'all know it's all about that 6-month plan and going straight paper. So I want to know what our support is like out there. Y'all are doing real good as far as supporting, you know, and hitting the site up and everything. And I'm very appreciative to y'all, man. Definitely appreciative to the staff, you know. Got down, you know, Mother's Day, you know, and it's going to sound bad. It's going to sound bad being a father of five, you know, and at one point father of 10, you know, I have never gotten into Father's Day. But Mother's Day has always been, you know, the truest of holidays, you know, for me, you know, always celebrating Mother's Day, revering, you know, the mothers in my life and stuff, you know. And you know what, that right there is going to have to be another show.
And it's funny you say that, Chairman, because I'm the opposite. I don't get into Mother's Day. I never have because I feel like being a mother, every day is Mother Day. Every time you wake up in the morning, you look at your children. When your baby is screaming in the middle of the night, we have to get up and feed them, change them. When you have to send them off to school, when you cradle them, when they, you know, they lose their virginity, when they get their driver's license, when they graduate. I mean, that never ends. That never stops. And that all has happened to me. You know, both of my kids got licensed. Both of them graduated from high school. One of them is about to be a junior in college on a full scholarship at UNC. I mean, you know, those things never stop. I still look at their baby pictures and get emotional. I still look at, you know, little silly pictures when they were toddlers or small children and get emotional. I mean, it just never stops. So I don't look at Mother's Day. Usually my daughters and I just go, you know, have something to eat and, you know, talk about, you know, old times. But we do that all the time.
Right. But see, I think more so for me, Queen. But for me, Queen, I think it's more so because I haven't had any fathers around. You know what I'm saying? My grandfather.
Right.
You know, my grandfather, rest his soul. You know, he was a good man, but you know, the reality is he wasn't there. You know, I tell people all the time. You know, I come from a second generation of bastards. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no father. You know, we had the donors. You know what I'm saying? We had the donors. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a second generation bastard. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, it is, you know, all to the fact. I can say that right now and laugh. But there was a point in my life where that hurt, especially when I found out what bastard meant. Because, you know, I had an auntie, and that was her word. You know, she didn't say it to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, but she would call you a little bastard. Get you a bastard. You know, that used to hurt. It would get under my skin. It did the same thing to me as if you called me the B word. And everybody know me know, do that B word thing with me, man, and you getting choked out. It's as simple as that. Ain't no plan. I don't do none of that stuff there. You know, when you say it, you mean it. It's as simple as that. And if you didn't mean it, exactly. I'm sorry, but I mean the ass whooping. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, but that's the way pastor was. You know, I can laugh about it now. But, I mean, it's because didn't know any, you know, had uncles that made kids, and they kept going, you know, so they wasn't a part of they, you know, they kids, you know, so I had never seen fathers in action, so I had a buddy who was growing up, Italian cat, you know, and he used to always have, like, all of these little jokes. So my man came to me one day, he said, hey, T, I know how quick you fly off the gun, but it's not disrespect. He said, it's just something that I heard today, you know, and I just wanted, you know, just a little stupid joke I wanted to say. What's the joke, man? He said, what's the most confusing holiday in the black neighborhood? I said, hold on, now I'm braced. So he's going to catch one. Like, what? He said, Father's Day. You know, he started laughing.
Oh, wow.
So good, my man. When he says it, you know, he caught me off guard. And I'm like, whoa. But then at the same time, it's like,
damn. Wow. That's really messed up.
That was totally messed up. You know, and my head is gone. But, you know, at the time, I was like 14, 15. You know, but as I come up, you know, it became, like, real. Like, it is, you know, who's baby daddy? And then, you know, at one point we didn't have all this baby daddy, baby mama. We didn't have that. We had the father of my kid, you know, the mother of my children, you know, my ex-girl, right. my ex, you know, this is what you had. You know, and then all of a sudden we came out with baby mama and baby daddy and BD and BM, you know, we came out with all of that stuff. But at one point, you know, I knew a bunch of cats that didn't know who their daddy was. You know, I had one partner, he had about 11 dads. And I mean without exaggeration, 11 dads. Every time his mama started messing with somebody, she would tell him,
that's the daddy.
So he wouldn't call him for like, you know, like, hey, Ron, how you doing, Ron? No, Ron's now with his mama, so Ron's name is daddy. You know, so it's like,
Lord,
you know, hey, dad, you know, like, hey, man, dude, by the time, I think by the time we were probably 18 or 19, you know, it's about 11 daddies. You know, it's like, okay, who's your daddy for real?
Good gracious.
And we
got a name for those women nowadays. It used to be hoes and tramps and vamps and all that stuff. The new name for women like that is thots. T-H-O-T, thots.
No, that's thots.
You're straight up thots. If your one child got 11 daddies, you are a thot. And you are not even a thought in my mind because that don't make no sense. How you, I mean, and it's crazy how some women, you telling the truth, Chairman, because now, although I'm a product of marriage, my mother and father were together, you know, they were married way before I was born, and, you know, like I said, I'm a product of marriage, and I'm a product of, you know, of an actual family. I'm not saying we're the Huxtables, but we were a family. But, you know, it's sickening to me how women, you know, bring a man into their home and make their children call the man that they don't even know father.
Don't even know him.
Because you're confusing the child. You don't even know him. You're confusing the child. And then children are not as stupid as you think they are. These children know that this ain't my father. But you making me call him father because, you know, I'm scared not to call him father because you're going to knock me out or slap me or beat me or whatever the situation may be. But they know, and they're building this resentment. Some of them build resentment, and then some of them turn out just like the mother, where they got five kids, where all of them got different fathers, but then whoever the last child is, if the father stick around, all the other kids call that man father. And I think that's so doggone sad.
It is. And you hate to see it. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, Mike. You know, and my man Mike, he out of Milwaukee, you know, and you know, I call my man a good dude. You know, in our neighborhood though, we would call him a simp. You know, because the lady he's with, you know, they've been together now, you know, for over 20 years. You know, and he's raised all five of the kids. But not one kid is his. Not one kid is his. You know, but for people like that, you know, I mean honestly, I give them a lot of admiration, a lot of respect because, I mean, you know, you have really got to love this woman. You have really got to love these children, you know, to raise somebody else's kid. I mean, that is something because, I mean, raising a kid is an investment. This is a major investment. We're talking about spiritually, emotionally, not just your finances and stuff. You got a lot that goes into raising kids, you know, it's not like you know, what the song said, plant the flower and it grows, oh it grows. No. You know, you plant that seed. You know, you got a whole lot of cultivating and pruning and all of that stuff. You know, so shout out to my man Mike. You know, he was there. You know, for every last one of the kids. You know, but that right there, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, turn into like those bad situations. You know, I don't want to put my man's business out there like that bad, but you know, there's four different involved. You know, and at one point, you know, you have to believe that all five of these kids and had the opportunity to call, you know, at least three of these plus him, you know, daddy. You know, and that was always bothersome to me. You know, I was always appreciative of my mother that she never tried to do that with my stepfather. You know, we called my man his name until he died. You know, rest in peace, Jesse. You know, and that was it. He was good people and everything, but the reality is he wasn't father. He wasn't daddy. He wasn't any of that, man. Matter of fact, I don't even call my own father daddy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want me to get on that. That's a different show. You know what I'm
saying? But I understand that.
You know, I got a lot of words. Hey, I got a lot of words I call my man, and daddy and father ain't
but
one of them.
Dad ain't one of them.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I got 99 words, and daddy ain't one. Hey, speaking of 99, man, y'all see the picture that they done got on Facebook right now? Jay-Z finger banging Beyonce on the beach, man. It's traveling.
No.
He's finger banging her, baby.
Where?
He doing it. Hey, they on the beach, and he is real good at it because the faces and the face that she got on her.
Wait,
oh, yeah.
You need to go. Wait, repost. Hashtag repost. I want to see that.
Hey, I'm going to find it for you, and I'm going to repost it. This is just be reposted in Lawless Adult, man. Y'all check it out, man. I have got to refine it, man. I've been looking for it. I've been looking for it since the thought came into my head probably about 10, 15 minutes ago. But Yeah. He got that finger. He got that finger going.
Where is Blue Ivy when he's singing his baby mama? Where's Blue Ivy?
There we go. Where's Blue Ivy? She back to the squad, Billy.
Chirping the queen. I'm the yin to his yang. He the yin to my yang, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm looking for a queen. I am so looking for it. I'm like, oh.
Please,
man.
I got to see this.
When I first saw it, saw it earlier today, and I was like, okay. You know, I did it. I saw it again. I said, well, okay.
That thing got sung by a bee.
That's right.
Lord,
I'm going to tell you right now, speaking of bee.
Goodness gracious.
Come on, finger got me going so crazy right now. Your finger got me acting so crazy right now. Hold on. I gotta repost this, man. Y'all go to Lawless.
Y'all gotta see this
young lady's church flow. I'm still looking for that one, Queen. I gotta give you this church flow real quick. Young lady posted her church flow pic. You got to see it.
Don't make me scream for the wrong reason tonight. That's all I got to say.
I almost put it on the fan page. I need to put this in the there we go.
Is it like that, Chairman?
It got to be like that.
Woo! I can't wait.
There you go.
I'm on it like kryptonite.
Joanne just said you wrong. I hope this picture ain't bogus. Yeah, Joanne, if you ain't like the Lawless Adults group on Facebook, you're not gonna see. Go and like it. You got to see her church flow. This is her church flow. I didn't say my church flow. She said her church flow. I'm in search of B, y'all. I'm in search of B.
Let's see what we got here.
With the finger in her. We call a popsicle B.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait. I'm not talking about church flow. I'm talking about the aspiration that's going on here that's obviously exploded or disfigured or what the
You're talking
hell
about the
and... Friday night.
You're not talking about the behind. Don't tell me you're talking about the behind.
This is my first time seeing the behind. This ain't no behind. This is a, ooh, Jesus. This ain't no behind. This is a hunk of junk, a burning mess.
This is after
oh
the surgery.
Oh, my goodness. Like, she got a gunshot in it, too.
Hey,
oh
hey, hey.
Please,
y'all got to
me.
See yourself. Y'all go to the law
oh
with the nose group.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm, that makes me burn. I'm my butt burning. Ooh, geez, my butt is burning. Good gracious.
Hey, queen.
What in the world? And it's all bruised up. It's got a bullet hole in it. And,
it's got
well,
a
Lord have mercy.
It.
She belong at Pinups where the bullet hole's at.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
Ooh, 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 they got him.
While
got
I am a... hitting the X to escape to close this, let me look for the other picture.
Hey, Queen, she's looking beautiful.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Queen, she's looking beautiful. She paid a lot
yeah,
of money
looking,
on that.
She's looking beautiful, all right. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there like it. I'm going to be real honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
no,
let me ask. I got to ask this. I got since we're on the subject, Chairman and Mel, if you can answer this question, who is this chick that keep posting these pictures with the, you know, the tattoos on the boobs in lawless adults? Who is this person?
Some young lady who's very proud of her bosoms.
Well, I see a picture of her at least once a week. I'm not proud of her bosom. I'm sorry. I'm not proud of her boobs.
I call a lawless adult's number one picture poster.
That ain't a fatal
that
bosom. That ain't a fatal block. That's a fatal bosom. Oh, there she is again. Lord, take me now, Jesus. Take me to the Jordan River and baptize me, Lord. Or drown me one. What in
take
the world?
Me to the water.
Where
oh,
in the water?
Take me to
where
the water.
Children, what on earth in the world?
Hey, I believe I'm closing in on the B picture, y'all. I believe I'm closing in because some of these pictures
oh.
now that I'm seeing are familiar, y'all. I believe I'm closing in on wedding ring B.
Uh-oh.
That's what I call it.
Uh-oh.
Got the finger, Anna. Got the finger.
Bring
Anna,
the noise. Bring the noise.
I think we closing in, y'all. We closing in. Hey, while we in search, y'all, let me get y'all a little music. Y'all get a little music, and I'm going to come back with Fanger, with Fanger B. Oh, here we go. Okay. Y'all go to the Lawless Adults group. They go to Fanger B. We call the Fanger. I call the Fanger B. Hey, y'all, while we listen to the Fanger B, we going to listen to clap y'all hands. It is Lawless Radio, y'all. Devin and the Queen.
Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. Destined to be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble pellin'. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Mellon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm strong with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Truck full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Told
hold of me. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun. And let me see you clap.
my thoughts, and they're tearing me up inside. But my friends say I'm a fool, they're staying with you. Well, they say they saw you with somebody else, and that ain't cool. But you say it wasn't you. What am I to do? 'Cause I'm so lonely.
Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Y'all remember your man Dirty, man. Dirty was on Lawless Radio After Dark last week, man, with your girl Mel Lawless, man. Dirty back out in Chicago, man. That's my man, man. Keep doing your thing. Dirty's actually out there now. They got a TV show situation that he's involved in. You want to find out more about it, all you got to do is check out the Lawless Radio After Dark replays. It's the Mel Lawless No Limits show. Y'all check out the replays, man, and find out more about the TV show, man. You know, they trying to put people on, man, out in Chi, man. So, man, y'all support your local come up, man. Y'all know how we do it. Man, hey, for my people out there, man, looking to get yourself exposure in Lawless Entertainment Mag, like my girl North Cities, and I know that ain't her name, but North Cities just said, hey, how do I get my artists, you know, in Lawless Entertainment Magazine, man. Y'all go to llemag.com, man. All the contact information is there, man. We got a good writing staff, man. that will really, you know, get your product out there, that will really get you promoted, you know, well, man. And by all means, man, when you go there, man, share that with your friends, man. Make sure that y'all hit that subscribe, man. I definitely want y'all subscribing, man. Get yourself in there. You want to get your music played on Lawless Radio? Go to www.lawlessradio.com, man. Click on the Submit Music tab, man. Hey, what we doing, man, is supporting our local come-up, man. We are putting you on, man. Hey, I was telling somebody the other day, man, over 10 years. Over 10 years, Lawless Radio has been doing this, man. In our disc version, we did the same thing, man. We are not charging for plays, man. You got a lot of people out there talking about $100, 10 plays and all of that stuff there. Because we cannot guarantee you that we'll play your music, because when we get, you know, into conversation, you know, I don't want to have any restraints where we actually have to cut our conversations because we, you know, guaranteed that we would play your music, which is why we do not play. You know, we are supporting you, genuinely supporting the music. If we like the music, you know, the music is getting played. That is our contribution back to this industry that we love so much. You know, we are not charging you for plays, but we definitely need you to make sure that you got your music ready. I had a lot of less than desirable submissions this week, you know, and I mean, it goes without saying. People are going to take you as serious as you take yourself. I am a firm believer that you do not put out there any representation of yourself that you don't want to make that first introduction of you. So when you send that music over, you know, and I can't lie, when you send it over and it sounds like you recorded it in the bathroom, you know, the kids in the background, you know, and somebody saying, shh, I can guarantee you without a shadow of a doubt, no, it will not get played. Makes no difference, you know, what the substance is. And there are some good songs that have been submitted. Lyrically, I love what's being said. Lyrically, I love the delivery. Production-wise, I'm liking the track. But because you didn't take it that next step to make sure that it was recorded correctly, I'm sorry, we cannot do anything with it, you know. And you shouldn't want us to do anything with it. You shouldn't want anything out there, you know, to represent you, you know, in that ill manner. You know, you only get one time to make a first impression, you know. So make sure that y'all are being, you know, being very conscientious about the music that you submit. And quit sending me links. I haven't did it over 10 years. I'm not about to start. I'm not downloading your music, all right? Send me your music. Yeah.
Take your career seriously, you know. Be professional about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be putting out music just because you want, you know, people to, you know, just to say, oh, I'm an artist. Y'all go out and check out me. You know, look at me and this, that, and the third.
Right.
If you're an artist, you are an artist. I mean, but if you love music, you love music. Don't do it because, you know, you just want to put your name out there and just say that I recorded something, I've been in the studio. That doesn't make you an artist because you're in the studio. That make you somebody that was in the studio. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's out there that just feel like, you know, they brag about, yeah, I was in the studio just last night. I was in there until 2 o'clock in the morning. That don't mean a hill of beans if
you
don't have a good, well, not good, but great and professional product that can be played on any kind of radio, whether it's Blog Talk, whether it's internet radio, or whether it's FM, AM radio. Don't do it to yourself.
Say it one more again, Queen. Say that one more again, Queen.
Don't put out music unless it's professionally done. You know, don't put out music just to say you've done it, you know, just because you want bragging rights, because you want a girl, you want a guy, you know, you're trying to get, you know, attention. Do it for the love, but make sure it's professional and make sure it's, you know, you can play it on, it's ready for the internet or Blog Talk Radio or AM or FM radio. If it's not worthy of that, it's no need to do it, then you need to stay in the studio and just do it for the fun of it. And y'all just sit up there and smoke your weed and drink your Henny and stuff like that, which you normally do. But don't bring
there
that stuff to us because we ain't trying to hear it. We don't want it. We don't want it.
There you go. And you know, make sure that you represent yourself. You know, I had a submission. My man submitted. He said, hey, this my little song. Can y'all get me some play and shit? I meant to say an S. B, my bad. But I'm not lying to you. That's what the email said. I'm not lying to you.
I can still believe it.
I'm not lying to you. You know, somewhere somebody told him that's keeping it real. You know, I heard my man Diddy said it, man. If anybody, you know, everybody know I'm not big into reality TV, but excuse me, the first making of the band, Diddy, when Diddy told my man, he said, "What you think we keep our money in shoebox around here?" He said, "This ain't Homeboy Records." He said, "It's a business." You know what I'm saying?
Dylon, hey, man, Dylon, we got a, Dylon.
Dylon, Dylon. I spit hot fire. I spit hot fire. Hey, man, we got a 336-458 calling in. Who we got on the line?
Hey, man, you know it's your boy, man. J. Kell, man.
What's going on, Jay, man? What's happening, bro?
What's up, J. Kell?
Just stopping through, chatting with y'all, man. It's been a while, man, so.
What's happening with you, bro, man? What's the business, man?
Same old thing, man. Just chilling. Took a little break, man. You know, clear my mind. Balance everything out, man. What's going on with y'all, though?
Oh, man. Out here, man, enjoying this what we call ill weather. You know, Georgia's about pneumonia and flus right about now. You know, you go from 30 to 80, from 80 to 20.
Right.
All in the same
degrees
day.
Within a matter of hours. It's crazy.
They and all the serious crazy. Note, man, I got to send condolences out to my guy, Trey. I have a buddy, well, I used to work with. He passed pneumonia this weather. Actually, the guy had pneumonia. He went to the hospital, gets the inflammation fluid on his lungs, led to a respiratory failure, and he passed. You know, so my condolences to the Gibson family. It's this weather. It is this weather, man. They I don't know what they're doing to us, man. What you got going on now, brother Kale?
Hey, man, you know me, man. Chilling, man. Just trying to, you know, what I'm saying, see how the album's doing, and you know, just. Just spread my wings for a little bit, man. I got to catch up with family. You know how it be, man.
Yeah, man.
J. Kell, you still making them ladies wet out there. You still making them ladies panty cream.
Hey, I plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what Jay-Z was listening to on this picture. They got a picture of Jay-Z finger-banging Beyonce. He was listening to some J. Kell while he was doing it.
I've been saying. Yo, I saw that, man. Oh my goodness. But what's so crazy about that is, okay, they can post that, but you heard about Rihanna has been banned from Instagram from all her nipple pics. All the pictures of her showing her boobs and stuff. She has been banned from IG. I didn't even know that you could be banned from IG. Like, that is like totally new for me. Like, I was bugging out yesterday when I saw that. She has been banned. Just like George Sterling is banned from the NBA. Oh, Rihanna is banned from IG, Instagram. They tired of seeing her boobage. They tired of seeing her nipples. They tired of seeing those Hershey kisses. They tired of seeing that tattoo and the boobs. They tired of it all. Ooh, so they're banned. But at the same time, but Jay-Z and Beyonce can sit there and have a finger party and make finger sandwiches. They good. But then again, they JMD, so what can I say? They were listening to that J. Kell, and all of a sudden, you know, Jay-Z, you know, fingers just started, you know, sliding down from the neck down to the bottom and to the, started from the bottom, now we're here.
There you go. She started from the bottom, now she's here, baby.
Hey, they need to start banning folks on Facebook, man. You know what I mean?
Man. That's a subject in itself. I got what I want to call the Parent of the Year Award, and I'm gonna find her back through all of these inboxes, and I'm gonna put the conversation up on Facebook. Young lady had a picture, you know, of herself up there, you know, and I'm not gonna lie, it looked like a 30-year-old hooker. But it was a 13-year-old girl, okay? It was a 13-year-old girl. Man. This is a baby, okay? You know, the only reason I won't put the picture up there, because in my mind it's child pornography, but the girl looked like a 30-year-old hooker. You know, so all of these comments, old girl put the picture up of her daughter. So talking about my twin. It's my twin. Woo after woo. And you know, guys is like commenting on the picture, man. Man, I tell your sister up. Woo 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 woo. So now you know. Now she's getting perturbed. Now she's going in. That's my MFing baby, and my baby only 13 years old, and you MF is sick and woo 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 and going in like that. But when I looked at the picture again, it is a 30-year-old hooker. That ain't no 13-year-old. Daughter,
but you know what? If that's the case, you need to take that makeup off. You need to take that weave off that baby. You need to take that makeup off that baby and take the clothes off that baby. Put that baby in the crib. If that's the case,
did
you feel like that?
Post the picture. Why did she post?
Yeah, why?
The picture?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, why she even post? Yeah, why she even go that route?
Her daughter, because she ain't got nobody like her daughter. You know, she ain't her twin. She probably should be her twin about 50 years ago, but that ain't her twin. She's simply living vicariously through her daughter, so she's trying to get some attention for herself through her daughter, which I think is sick. You know, whoever you are sick. You need to get a life. Get your life, honey. Get your life. Get your body right. Instead of trying to promote your daughter's body, get your right, your life, your body right, like M to the E, to Queen M. Get your body like Queen M, somebody that has two grown daughters and still have a nice body. No cellulite nowhere. Get like me, then put your picture on there. You ain't got to put your daughter's picture on there. That's what
you ain't
got
to put the daughter's picture on there. Hey, I can't lie to you, and that right there is like one of the things, you know, like I spend more time on LinkedIn than Facebook because of stuff like that. Because in my opinion, it's real. Because it's not after dark, I can't say what I want to say, but I just say that it is part of the reason. Why my man, you know, said what he said about us. It makes us give the impression to the world that this is who we are. Because of these representations of us on Facebook, people continue to view us as animals, as hoodlums, as thugs, as ignoramuses,
right.
As dodos, as dummies. You know, because of this, you know, when you see the stuff that's there, when you see the stuff that's posted, you know, got the young lady who put the video. She's, you can't hear what the young lady is saying on the other line, but basically she's snapping on the girl because the girl done like too many of her boyfriend's pictures. This is my MFing man, and you know how I get down, and I'm going through his stuff, and you liking all his pictures. Be what is you on? You ain't nothing but a soap. Don't be on my man. She put this video of her snapping on whoever this is on the phone.
Oh,
on
wow.
It. Are you serious? Are you serious?
I mean, you know,
what's that word posting?
These people need to go back in history. These people need to go back in history and kind of study Hollywood. Let me tell you what. You know, people like, I'm not going to say Justine Baker because she went over to France and she made a name for herself internationally.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, you know, people like your Eartha Kitt, your Dorothy Dandridge's and other actresses, you know, that were given roles because women, black women are looked at as nothing but either mammies or mammies, housekeepers, or, you know, sex-starved hookers. White people thought back in the day, and they probably still do think that, of course, according to George Sterling, you know, that, black women, just all we want to do is just lay around and lay up and have sex and have babies and stuff. All we want to do is just lay up and stuff. That stigma is not going to go away. That stereotype is never going to go away. But that's not what black women are all about. But women like that is just bringing it back to the forefront and making it tried and true. Like, you know, you're making a woman like me who get out here and hustle and ain't trying to sit around and lay up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time to be laying up. Laying up is not going to put money in my pockets. Laying up is not going to put my album out. Laying up is not going to, you know, give me ideas for the Grit Grind show. Laying up is not going to make my story, you know, or my column, the Queen's View for Lawless Entertainment Magazine. Laying up ain't going to do all that. And you set me back 100 years when I hadn't even been on this earth 100 years. So you need to get your life, honey. Get your life.
Right. And I mean that is what I see as Facebook. I mean, honestly, you know, Facebook and World Star Hip Hop. That those two right there. Those two. They are when you sit and you look at the stuff. Okay, like the young lady Niera, the young lady that was beat to death by her two classmates over Facebook. You know, they started off talking about the girl's picture. She posted a picture of herself. They started talking about the girl on Facebook. So, of course, you know, the girl defended herself on Facebook. Well, they saw her, you know, at school, and they beat her to death. They didn't beat her up. They beat her to death. Now, the bad part about it is the fact that they said there were several videos of this beating that were posted on social sites. So several people stood watching this young lady get beat the way she got beat with their phones or whatever device they had videotaping it. As this young lady is being beat to death, nobody stepped in to stop it, but they took the opportunity to post it. Now, these are young black children who are supposed to be our future leaders. They're supposed to be the people to take our place once we're gone. They're supposed to be the people coming behind us to lead our grandkids, our great-grandkids and stuff. And this is what it's about. It's about some likes and what was it? What was my man said? Get your world-star hip-hop game up. Get your world-star hip-hop game up. This is what this one dude, you know, is saying. He's beating a bomb. First off, it is a bomb, a helpless dude who is sitting on the ground, and he's beating this guy, this old guy, and he's getting his world-star hip-hop game up. A kid looks to be about 18, 19 years of age. That's the stuff right there that is so scary. And when you look at Facebook, you see how many parents are on here with their kids, and you see the kids posting this stuff, and you see the parents liking it. Or you see the parents posting the stuff, and you see the kids liking it. I can't lie. Yeah. From 25 down to 12, yes, there is the fear of God. Man. The fear of God is going to be first, but then there's the fear of dad. Let me see any of it on there. From 25 down to my 12-year-old, they understand, yes, I will put this foot so far up their tail. I will quench their thirst with the water on my knees. It is understood. But then people tell me that my kids are scared of me. No, it's not scared. Respect. That's what we have for our parents.
Respect,
we respect
them.
It's as simple as that. Respect. We respected our parents. My mama said, shut up. Midstream, the conversation was over. Shut up. She didn't have to get up out. Okay? It's just scary to see, you know. And for me, you know, going and speaking, you know, to these kids as much as I do, you know, you get so scared because the oldest kid that's in the program that I speak to, you know, is up to 13. And, you know, when you start talking to these kids, you know, Bill Cosby said something, you know, that a lot of people got offended. But he said that same smart device, that same smartphone that you take to do a bunch of stupid things, you know, you can go on Google and you can ask questions for things that you don't know instead of being so proud and saying, I don't know. That same smart device that you use to do all these stupid things can be used as an educational tool. He said, we are the number one consumers of all of these smart devices, but we walk around as the dumbest people. And people got offended that Bill Cosby said that. But, I mean, come on. Walk up to somebody and ask them, you know, something like, ask them the capital of the state they reside in. But they're going to have their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram, all of that's going to be updated. You can't go to Google and ask. You can't ask what's the capital of the state that I reside in. Hey, we got a 315 calling. Who we got on the line? 315-262.
You already know. I ain't going to say nothing unless you're speaking the truth. Waters, baby.
Okay. Nailed that.
What up, big
Money,
ass?
What's going on?
How you doing, Miss Queen?
What's going
what's
on,
up,
Money,
Keith?
Man?
Hey,
all right,
doing?
Girl.
I hear you killing him. I hear you killing him with
money.
The truth.
Hey, we got JK on the line too much.
What's poppin', Bantu?
Hey, what's good, homie?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. Relax.
Just chilling. I'm listening to big homie just try to drive it home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I listen. Yeah. I ain't saying nothing the whole time, but that he ain't lying. I came on here a long time ago. I told him, I said, listen, you got all these phones, and that's a good thing because I didn't ever even say nothing about that. But you got all this new technology. They call it the technocracy, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Although they can be used for bad, you should be using them to educate yourself. If you want to know something, you know, a Sharkeesha video only tells a person mainly what most of us really don't want people to know about us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But when it comes to showing where your intelligence at, if he had any intelligence, there wouldn't be a Sharkeesha video. There wouldn't be a girl getting hit in the head with a shovel video. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Like I was saying, the people standing around them didn't do anything, didn't say anything intelligent to the both of them to where they could understand what's going on. Y'all out here beating each other. You should be Googling each other. Let me just tell y'all something. There's millions of people on Facebook. Hundreds of millions of people on Facebook. Everybody putting on Facebook all these different sayings and all these different memes and all of this extra stuff. But are you really looking at the words that's on these sayings? Are you really trying to figure out what's going on with yourself? Because you can't possibly be looking at all of that, claiming you want happiness. But you the first one with a Vine video with a girl with her butt hanging out, some chick with cement, butt implants, or somebody getting beat to death on the street. That can't be what you really want to see out here. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I would rather stand in front of somebody and show my intellect. You know what I'm saying? Learn these words. Learn it. You may not like what school got to offer. Okay. Well, if you don't like what school is offering you, why you never offered yourself anything? Because the only person on this planet that knows what they want to know is the person that want to know it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And when it comes down to you knowing the damn thing, when it comes down to you knowing what's going on, I bet you half y'all who run around here all ignorant and want to see fights and all that don't know that when you get arrested and you go stand in front of the judge, I bet you didn't know that when he asks you if you understand, it doesn't mean do you comprehend. It means to stand under his authority. What you're doing is negotiating the next phase of your life with a total stranger.
Exactly.
But they don't want to Google. They don't want to use the means that they have. Listen, if you go to church, what God say? Use what you got to get what you want.
Yep. And
if you got a phone
start
in your pocket
about,
and you want knowledge, you better start Googling something.
There you go. And I mean, it's scary.
Well, you know what's
going to
happen?
They
will turn it off before you get a chance to learn.
Go to the library. You know, like,
go to the library. Go to the
library. Even better. You get actual books.
Let me wake you up to something. You absolutely right, Queen. Let me wake them up to something. Understand this. Everything we know comes from another human being. Sometimes it's a lie. And sometimes it's the truth. Okay? So, understand this. If you're in search of goodness, then I'll believe anything that's good. I you can't believe anything that's bad. But you can definitely believe anything that puts you in a positive
note. People do it all the time.
You and anybody else, because it puts everyone on a positive note. You understand what I'm saying? If y'all don't think I know what I'm talking about, there's a book. It's called George Orwell's 1984. If you don't think you know, I know what I'm talking about.
I know you're
read
talking
that
about.
Book.
Mm-hmm.
This book was written in the 1950s.
That's
but
right.
Look at what if you read the book and you can understand language, you'll understand that what's written in the 1950s was written for what's happening right now around you that you don't want to see because you don't want to see the truth. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
These young kids, y'all the next. We about to be old. We got nieces, nephews, cousins. Y'all old young about to take over and claim you want to help us. But if you're going to disrespect your mother, don't say to somebody else, don't disrespect my mother when you in the same boat they in. You
there
ain't
you
no
go.
Better than the next dude. And the
there
next person ain't no better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you speaking
but
a lot of real,
I just wanted to
man,
throw my
man.
2 cents in there.
But I know, and you talk to 9 out of 10 people today, man, and, you know, everybody in our generation always complaining about these kids, this new generation, but the new generation is being taught by us. You know what I'm saying? The new generation's issue is parents not being parents no more. You know what I'm saying? Communities not raising kids. No, communities not raising kids. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know, the Bible, the God get taken out of school. That's the issue with this new generation. You know what I mean? These kids ain't got it. They don't have a chance because we failing them. And that's I'm gonna put it like that. We failing them.
Yeah.
And
you know what, Jay?
I totally agree with that.
And when you say that, Jay, all kidding aside, that is the 100. One of the things that I see as part of the problem, major, you know, people like this guy I grew up with, Charles. When we were kids, by the time we were 18, Charles had about 7 kids, you know, by the time we were 18. All right? So
damn.
Now little Charles is not in none of them kids' life. You know, he's not in none of them kids' life, you know. Right now, anyway, he's a crack kid, so they don't want him in their life anyway. But now those kids grew up getting this information from wherever they can get the information from. You see, and 9 times out of 10, they're not getting it from the right place. Because if you out here on these streets trying to get it, J.K., you had a picture posted. Said something. What it say? You say you love the streets, but the streets don't love you, or something like that. A picture you have put. And that's the thing people don't understand. These kids, they run in. They looking for leadership. You know, somebody said in the absence of good leadership, we follow what's in front of us. You know, so they're following what's there because they want to be led. Everybody can't lead. Everybody can't lead. You know, so somebody has got to be the follower. So these kids are following what's out there, and the people that they're following are no good. So that generation, you know, the ones that we had that came up that swear to God they was going to be the next Tony Montana. You know, that's hyped out now. You know, they heroin heads. You know, they crack heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just straight up messed up. Those are the ones that educated this messed up generation that's behind us. So, in turn, that messed up generation is now passing that on to that generation behind them.
Exactly.
You know, I know a lot of cats that were real messed up.
Hey,
hold on.
Tony Montana didn't mess us up. Tony Montana ain't messed us up. Let me tell you, he was a dude who used what he knew to go somewhere.
There you go. No, you know what messed
you
us up?
You know what
up?
I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you.
Listen,
I'm going to
keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100 with him. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell the youth, I'm going to tell anybody who's listening. Check this out. If you're going to go that route, granted, we know that there are people who are going to stop you. One of the biggest is police. They're going to try to stop you from going the Tony Montana route. But let whoever's going to go that route, let me tell you something. If you're going to go that route, learn your trade. Study what's going on. Don't just listen to somebody. Look at somebody. See, yo, he's doing it big. I want to do it big, too. No, learn about what you're going to do. Trust me. Read it up. Read the laws. Read what you can, what you can't do. But in that game, you got to go 100 miles per hour. You can't slow down. Ain't no slowing down.
But see, the thing is, everybody don't have that common sense, though.
The result is either...
There you go.
So they better be listening to the
rules. Everybody don't have that common sense or that street sense like Tony. Everybody can't be... Everybody ain't Tony Montana. You know, you have a lot of, you know, dudes, females, whatever,
want
to be like Tony Montana.
Queen,
but they don't have that common sense.
They not Tony Montana.
Right, you have to have the common sense of that knowledge.
But
that
guess
dude
what?
Was a smart dude.
Guess what?
And then on top of that coke made him until
listen.
He was invincible. So you had an explosive combination. A combination of a lot of common sense and street smart.
But that ain't
but
the only thing that's going on. That's not the only thing going on here. Listen, he what he had in this country, if you're at that level, that, listen, his level wasn't the same. Understand this, as a you, and this is just straight looking at it the way it is. I don't care who becomes a drug dealer in the United States. If you're black and you become a drug dealer, you got to understand one thing. You're not starting on the same level as everybody else that's not black. They start on a level above you. All their levels is above how it seems, because when it comes to a certain degree, you'll find out which level you're really on. But if you're going to do all of that, if you're going to do anything, if you're going to be a rocket scientist, you got to study. If you're going to be a fool, you better study. Because if you don't study as a rocket scientist, you won't be a very good rocket scientist. If you don't study as a drug dealer, trust me, you will not make it to a point where you can stop. You understand what I'm saying? It's about what you study. It's about taking yourself serious. You need to take yourself serious. Not take yourself serious based on opinions of a society. Take yourself serious based on yourself.
I agree with that.
We're not taking ourselves serious. We got plenty of gangbangers.
Right.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Studying is all it is.
But
I don't mean book smart studying.
It's all about having an exit strategy
listen,
and exit plan as well. It's all about having an exit plan.
Ain't no strategy to it. You just stop that. But what I'm saying is,
no, but some situations ain't just stopping. It ain't that easy. You know that.
You got to just know. Then you need to know that. If you studied first, you would know that, you know what? If I get to this level that I need to be at, where I want to be at, there's no stopping. I need an exit strategy, and since
it's
I don't want to do an
planning.
Exit strategy,
it's
you know what?
Planning.
I'm not even going to get into
it's
that.
About planning.
Still,
it's about knowing what you're doing
I
and planning.
I still think it starts way before that. You know what I'm saying?
It does start. I remember when crack first hit the streets in New York. I was coherent enough in what was going on around me to understand. No, I'm agreeing with what you're saying. It started. I was 6 years old. I was seven years old. This was 1981.
It got to start
there. It did start right
there.
You know where I learned it from? You know where I learned how to, I learned what the name to call it and how to make it. You know where I learned it? I learned how to make it watching the news, because the commentator, the news reporter explained how to make it. At the time I learned how to make crack, I didn't even know what coke was. And I found out what coke was watching the news reporter tell me what it was. This is how they do it. This is how they give it to you. But you know what we don't do? You know what we don't go for the educational purposes, but the feeling that goes with learning these. You know what we don't do these days? The grandparents are so scared of these young kids, they don't even talk to us no more. And the young kids ain't smart enough to go to the grands and the elders and say, listen,
they ain't scared.
What was
the old
time
people ain't
like
never
when
scared.
You were around?
No, old people ain't never
the
scared.
The old
one,
go into
like
these young kids, trust me. Look at it as
no,
a whole,
old people,
not
old
people.
Scared. They feel like it's useless. I can't get through
are.
To these thick head right. kids like we used
right.
to be able to. They know these kids'
listen,
heads are so thick
let me
that
tell
it's
you
pointless
something.
It's useless. So they're smart enough to just fold and just give
it's
up.
It's not pointless. It's not pointless. It's not
well,
pointless
that's how they feel.
Because you
but
know what
it is.
It's only
it's pointless if you can't get through to them. But so what they do, you know what old people do at this point? They pray. They pray instead of you know saying things and try to teach these kids and preach to these kids. They pray. The smartest thing you can ever do.
Right, but you know,
but
you know where they hurt us at. Go ahead.
Guess what? A bigger part of it is that back in the days, Big Mama was old and wise. Now because we have that baby having baby syndrome, Grandmama is 28. To 35, and who in the world you gonna listen to Grandmama when you and Grandmama in the club together? You and Granny in the club together,
real
right?
Talk.
You and Granny
chilling
together.
Talk.
You and your Granny smoking
that's
and
real.
Drinking.
Yeah, but
that's
we.
It.
He right, but you know what? We still, you know, then you know who it comes down to. You know who it comes down to. Because the crack epidemic, the coke epidemic, the weed epidemic, the racist epidemic that's been going on long time.
Videos,
see, when the crack
music,
epidemic came out, you know what that did? That the videos
music,
that
videos,
divided.
At 20 years old, they can still twerk and bounce and all that stuff. You know, that's what it's leaning towards that now. It ain't about drugs
right.
No more. It's about, it's about culture.
No,
it's about pop culture.
But what it is,
but
the thing about it is that during when the crack phase first swept the country, it didn't take us out. What it did, though, is instead from grandmother to daughter to grandchild, it skipped the daughter. So now the information that the grandmother has is not getting to the grandchild because it skipped that generation. And we are the grandchilds. But anybody who came up in the mid, who was born in the 70s, anybody who was born in the 70s got to see everything we're doing now and how it changed and how we got it. We were the first ones to witness all of what we got now. Internet, Facebook, all of the different ways of technology, we got to experience it. Before us, didn't get to experience that. So now, the ones our age, we got to be like, okay, I might be, you know, 30, 35, 40, you know what I'm saying, 45. And my grandmother gave me what they gave me. So since I wasn't coherent enough to get 100% of what the grandparents had to give, and I got 50, I'm going to give that 50 to the little ones that's coming up now. And you can, because the reason being is if you can't find somebody old enough or you can't communicate with a 5-year-old because you may be too old and your lingo different, then find a damn 20-year-old to talk to a 15-year-old, to talk to a 10-year-old, to talk to a 5-year-old. And
idea.
Now we
and
got it right because we
wrong
can all
idea.
Tell them.
You don't need no 20-year-old talking to no 10-year-old talking to no 5-year-old because guess what? The 5-year-old going to think they 20-year-old and the 10-year-old going to think they 30-year-old. So that's the wrong idea.
Now
you
got the
20-year-old
that was told that talking to the 15-year-old got his information from a 20. Wait. Not if he got his information from a 25-year-old who got their information from a 30-year-old who got their information from a 35-year-old who got their information from a 40-year-old who skipped the generation but got his information as a grandchild. I tell you, the kids that I talk to, and I talk to kids all the time, just randomly. I have like community visitors get together and talk. I talk to them randomly. And every one of them that I talk to, when I talk to them in their language, because I stay with my ear to the streets for the kids, that's the reason why I don't make as much music anymore, because it doesn't interest me as much as what's going on around us that the younger ones younger than me, when I'm old, who have to protect me, can't see it. I let them know. I tell them, listen, first, you got to be able to speak in the same language the person you're talking to. That means you have to have multiple languages, even within English. There's different versions of English. Black people speak a different language of English than white people speak. White people speak a different language of English than their elites speak. And people speak a different language slightly than King's English. And that English is based on all Latin. You got to learn how to speak all of these, and since you all speak English, you can learn that really fast. I was on here before. I told you different words that we all speak together. When I say we all, if I seen TL right now, you know what I'm saying, Lawless World or the Captain America over here, if I seen him out in the public, you automatically think that because I said public, that meant outside in front of everybody. But what people don't realize is that that word doesn't mean the same thing when it's the people of the state of New York. You did something that violated the public. People don't understand that the word public means a group of specific group of people who are politically organized. It doesn't mean everybody that's outside because they are not representing everybody that's outside, because what they're representing is an idea, and not everybody agrees with that idea. So therefore, what they've been doing is using this fake money to build an army, and they build an army of retards because those people do not seek to have the information. This is what the Bible, this is what Jesus, this is what Muhammad, this is what all of these guys were trying to tell us. Listen, it's not about superpowers being righteous. What it is about is a group of people that's always been here trying to control you. And if you don't want to be controlled, then you need to know self. You need to know and understand the differences or how to put across to be an individual. Because right now, if you look at the youth, especially from the city, they all are, and we're already aggressive as black people, don't matter where you from. We just got an aggressive nature to somebody who's not aggressive. For us, it's the same. It's this all the time. It's not aggressive to us. But to somebody who's less aggressive, they will use that word against a black person because of the way we deal with each other. We don't adjust when it comes to dealing with somebody else. We don't adjust when it comes to doing business. We go in there with a long T-shirt, white tee, baggy pants, and we know how to do it. Like, we're blunt. We're not, you know what I'm saying, sugarcoating it. We to the point. But not everybody can do business on your level. Maybe you need to learn, if you want to do this business, you need to learn how to do it. You know what I'm saying? And the only way to do that is don't give up. We cannot give up. Them slaves didn't give up, and they were slaves for 400 years. Now, it ain't just the black people who were slaves. Anybody who read the Willie Lynch letter, anybody who knows about that letter knows that what do you, as a businessman, TL, tell me this, as a businessman, if they stopped you from having a commodity coming into the country, but a different variation of that commodity was in the country already with you, around you, and you wasn't using that commodity no more, but your commodity was banned, and you run a company and with that commodity that was coming in, now you can't get it no more. Tell me, as a businessman, involved, as a businessman, you got to use the commodity that's around you. Am I right?
There you go.
Okay, so if your commodity, is a little bit right. But in this case, in the slavery case, blacks were slaves. They was importing them. Okay. Somebody as a businessman saw that and said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. There's only a few of us that can understand what I'm about to tell you right now. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite all of us to a meeting. We've had a meeting, and this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm like, listen, we're going to ban the import of black African slaves. Of black Africans. And you know what? We're going to turn everybody who's not us that's already here into those black African slaves. And that's what they did. They turned white people into them. They turned Mexican people into them. They turned any minority, or not minorities, but anybody of intelligence less than what they had, they turned them into slaves. Because if you look at it now, if you look at life now, yeah, and white people got hoods too. Just like black people got hoods, just like Mexicans got hoods. And you know what? Yeah. Those same white people in the hood are taught to be racist from the black person's hood. So you racist against this black person just because his skin color is different. It doesn't matter that we're going through the same thing in life. And if we actually put our minds together, we might be able to build some shit. See, they put us in that. That's why you got in a black neighborhood, you got massive amount of black people looking at the other person. Oh, you ain't got the new Jordans. You ain't got the new Yeezys, nigga. You bitch. You this. You that. And you the third. Rather than be like, yo, listen, maybe we can do something for everybody to get the Yeezys. Because guess what? When somebody does that, those same people who was talking crap to the other person for not having the Yeezys on that line out there getting the free Yeezys. When Yeezy bring them back. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
We got to
Hey, we finna get ready to get cut off, y'all. Hey, get some quick shout. they counting us down. they better shut us off. Give some quick shout out.
Yo, I want to give a shout out. Lawless, if it wasn't a platform for somebody to speak, and I'm speaking with the heart, and I want all of us to shine. I hate the fact that people be hating on Atlanta music, but you know what? New York had it. L.A. had it. Let Atlanta rock. because it's all the same stuff. So thanks for the platform, brother.
Hey, man, no doubt, man. Hey, Queen, real quick, give a shout out. Stay on the couch now.
Yo, I'm M, the queen of Afro Pop, the artist. If you want to check out my music, go to my Reverb Nation page, /ME, that's EMEE. Also, check me out on SoundCloud, /EMQOAP. If you want to become my supporter, fan me at Facebook, /ME, Queen of Afro Pop. Tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to IG me, take a look at my new pictures and my boobage, go to EME _ Queen of Afro Pop. And guess what, y'all? It is lawless. It's time to go.
Hey, it's time to go, man. They finna get me right now, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out the May edition of Lawless Entertainment Magazine. Go to LLEMag.com, MAG.com, man. It is all about the mothers. For my mothers out there, happy Mother's Day, man. It's Lawless, man. Love y'all, man. I catch y'all.